Welcome to Voices in the Wilderness, conversations about church and leader health. Thank you so much for listening. We encourage you to keep the conversation going. Voices in the Wilderness is brought to you by Preparing for Amazement Ministries, where we empower and equip churches and leaders to create lasting and transformational health. Visit amazed15.org to learn more. We also welcome any comments or suggestions for guests or topics. Simply email us at podcast@amazed15.org. My name is Marcus Carlson, and I'm here along with our podcast guru, Peter Belschwinder. Today, our guest is Eric Leona. Eric is one of our ministry coaches and is in Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome, Eric.
Yeah, it's a pleasure being here, and I can't wait for the conversation. Yes, looking forward.
Well,
awesome.
Eric, I don't know much about you, so if you can, tell me about yourself, but also how did you get connected to Preparing for Amazement Ministries?
Yes, so as you've heard, my name is Eric Leona. I'm in Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya. So I've grown up and I was born in Kibera, which is the largest slum in Africa. And I was born there and I grew up there. So part of my life was purely like almost like, I would say like right now, 3/4 of my life I've lived there. So I attend a church there, which is a Lutheran church. It's just a normal Lutheran congregation. And through that, there was a time that the church does have some social ministry that is called Heart to Heart. So I always, after school, I volunteered to work with the social ministry. And then from there, there's a day that Marcus and his team from the US wanted to visit and just see how we worship and how we are doing our ministry here in Africa. So we just along the way, we connected, we vibed, and he saw the interest that I had in when it comes to ministry and such. And then we just exchanged contacts, and then we began a relationship from there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's been fun. Like over the years, I think the first time I visited was probably, I don't even know, it might have been 2018, maybe, I think. So we've known each other for almost 6 years. One of the things that Eric and I talk about all the time is the potential ministry in Africa. And, you know, a huge part of our ministry is our international ministry, where we train pastors and youth pastors and ministry leaders in developing areas where poverty prevents them access to much or any education or training. And so obviously we've been able to do a lot of work in Africa, particularly in Uganda and Kenya, in Nairobi. So Eric, as you think about, we talk about the potential for ministry in Africa all the time, including some of the statistics that are important for maybe some of our listeners to understand. Tell us from your perspective about the potential for ministry in Africa and why working there is helpful.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think the time is really now, because the biggest statistics that we have, or the biggest shocking statistics that we have, is like half of Africa is under 19 years old. So that means that the median age of Africa is people that are younger than 19 years old. So this means that if we really focus our energies in shaping these young people to understand, to be cultivated in a positive thinking way, and to follow faith, then the future of this continent is really bright. So that's why even me and Marcus have been really talking about, like, this is a really huge gap that we can't let this whole generation to turn out the way our past generation has been. So the beauty about this generation is that there's a lot of technology access, so it's really easy to influence how people think, how people see the world from different angles. So as people that are involved in ministry, I think our focus should be really in designing programs, designing trainings that are really geared toward activating this huge bulge that we have here. And just even apart from the youth, Africa purely, just the normal churches that we have, the way ministry has been structured is older people really have the say in everything when it comes to even resource access, when it comes to even youth being given the front row seat in even conducting service or even just participating in ministry. So I think it's really high time we design programs that can remind, that can inform, that can educate, and that are geared to change how maybe they are, maybe our elders are thinking towards really giving the youth an opportunity to really serve and to be part of ministry. So I think this, we can't let this to pass, and this is the right time. And I love what Amazement Ministry is doing, because through the trainings that we had in 2019, it was, I think, 2019, we did like a youth leaders conference. And from there, of course, people like me got an opportunity, of course, to participate in these trainings. And I think this is really important to just not only give opportunity to, like in education, but also opportunities to like just shape how we think. Because if we think right, then half of us think right, then we are really hopeful for the next, how the future will turn for Africa. Yeah.
That is so good.
Awesome. Yeah, and Eric, before we kind of talk about some of the other questions, share a little more about kind of how people have responded to these trainings. So you have been a participant, you've helped me coordinate both in Kenya and Uganda. So say a little bit more about the impact of those things.
Yes, so just from the start, from the time that Marcus, of course, came, the first training, and the subsequent trainings that we've been having, we've really, first of all, most of these leaders, church leaders, don't get a chance to just congregate. There's no time that they can say, because they're really consumed with so many other things. There's no time that they get a chance to just say that all of us as ministry leaders, let's come together, learn from each other, correct ourselves on things that we think are not going on well or things that are not working. So such these trainings have been, first of all, being an instrument of connecting these leaders and creating a movement of them just speaking freely. This, the things that we do maybe are not working. So the trainings have been, first of all, have been a platform of connecting and just leaders congregating. And of course, the second part is just the trainings themselves have been a breath of fresh air. Most of these leaders and pastors here in Africa, from the time maybe they finish their college degrees, they have never attended any refresher course, they have never attended any seminar training. So the knowledge that someone had maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago when they started ministry, how they saw the world, is the same way they are leading the congregations. So when Marcus comes here, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's a reminder of, this is where the world is going. Let's attune ourselves. If we want to have a great impact to the people we are serving, we really need to focus on these things. Things like mental health, things like giving youth an opportunity. So we've really seen these teachings, that most of the leaders have really resonated to these teachings, because they've realized that we've honestly been ignoring all these things, and it's something that it's affecting us. So, and as you can see, even from the testimonies that we record and even those that people write, they really value these trainings. And Marcus always say that we need more time. We need more time. Everyone is always asking for Marcus to extend, maybe even stay here for 2 months or 3 months, because it's really, they really enjoy the fellowship, they enjoy the trainings and just the knowledge that we really get from. So yeah, it's really been helpful, and I'm really advocating for more of this.
Yeah, it's funny, if I said to my wife 2 or 3 months, depending on the day, she would say, no way, or when do you leave? Well, one of my favorite stories of the ministry there was actually that youth leader training. I think it was February of 2019. And we trained, I think, 45 youth leaders from all over Africa, some of whom took, like, 12-hour bus rides and not nice buses like we have here in the US. And I remember somebody sharing that a lot of the youth leaders didn't even have their own Bibles. They had to like go to a library or the church to use it to prepare. And so we decided to buy Bibles from the local International Bible Society office in Nairobi. And, you know, they weren't super expensive. I mean, $3, $5, $8 US a piece. And we asked how many out of the 45 didn't have a Bible, and it was 40 out of 45. And I still have these pictures of handing everyone a Bible. And the reaction would be like, one of our reactions in the US if we won like the Powerball lottery, right? And so, you know, what a powerful thing it is. And yeah, some of the pastors get to go to college, but a lot of these youth leaders or others don't, and certainly not seminary or biblical education for sure.
Yeah, so it's sometimes simple to maybe think that maybe there are ministry leaders that don't even have access to Bibles. It's in other parts of the world that will be insane, but here we really see that every time there's need. Even today I was speaking to a group of around 45 men and women that are HIV positive, but their greatest need was like, we just need a Bible that is maybe translated in our own language, so that we at least we can, it's easier for us to understand, because most of them of course are not understand maybe English, so maybe they need a Swahili Bible. Yeah, the world is really moving fast, but these small principle things that we maybe from maybe on your side you think no one can lack a Bible, but it's real. People don't have materials that can help them to even build their faith and even serve others better.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. So. And your time to a ministry in Africa, how has leader health and church health been important for you in your context specifically?
Yeah, I think, as I said here, just apart from even our leaders just facing ministry issues, we have a lot of problems that are related to like things like poverty. Like you're a pastor, but you're preaching, but you're guaranteed. You don't know how you'll pay your rent. You are serving these people, but you don't know how you are gonna take your kids to school. So all these issues, when everyone is looking to you for solutions, everyone is looking to you for answers. Even sometimes people think, because you're a leader, you have, and God has blessed you, maybe you need to even help them. So everyone, you can't say no. See, when you're even a pastor, people, when someone is hungry, the first person they will call is you. So you find that these challenges and all these problems, they become overwhelming to this, to most of our ministry heads. So besides even the congregational issues, these social issues, they really overwhelm them. And as you know that, because if you don't have structures that make you like, I know Marcus is a huge champion of Sabbathing. So if you don't have structures that can allow you to even rest, structures that can allow you even to take maybe leave, our pastors don't take leave. I've never seen a bishop here take even like a month leave to just go and rest. So you're always constantly serving people, giving out everything that you have, fighting your own challenges, fighting challenges that are related to the ministry. So it's really important for these pastors to have a space where they can just learn from one another. They can find a space where some other ministry leaders can also encourage them and just tell them that whatever you're going through, I'm also going through. So I love the Pastors for Pastors Connect groups, because I think that will really be of much benefit also here in Africa, because meeting members meeting together is not easy. So if you can have like these virtual sessions that we have, they really will be of value just to ensure that our leaders are healthy and they learn from one another.
Awesome. Yeah. And so church and leader health is important everywhere, right? And in some ways are similar and in some ways are different. Eric, any other words of wisdom to our listeners about the ministry work in Africa, what's possible, what we're doing there, or any other thoughts on church or leader health that you would want to share with us?
Yeah. So one of the thing that I think maybe we have here, as much as of course people are having these challenges, but there's really a huge opportunity for people to really learn and just change. There's people are really open to like new opportunities, people are really open to new ideas, because especially here in Kenya, we've just seen technology, like how we're having this, like a lot of technological innovations that are coming to solve problems, and people are really embracing that quickly. So I think there is hope that as we revitalize the church here in Africa, there's really hope, and this will really happen if we really focus and use the right strategies, like whatever we are doing here at Preparing for Amazement Ministries. Like all these things will continuously, they will add up together to ensure that we really have a healthy church. Just apart from that, I think maybe people should also be coming here at least to just experience how people worship. There's a newness of, even amidst all these problems, people are really longing for God. People are really crying and just connecting with Him, fellowshipping with God. So there's a, amidst of all these troubles, there's a real hunger and people reaching out to God. So I would really also maybe call out to our listeners, if you want to come here one day and just experience that. And this, there's newness in that direction. And finally, just to root for maybe us young people, I would also say that if there's any way, any form of activities and ideas that we can help the youth to really be in charge, to really lead, as we are getting mentorship from people that have gone ahead of us, I think it's really important and it's really urgent. Yes, so that's what I would say. And also, just continue praying for us. Continue, like, if there's people that are resourceful, that you can, if you can get Bibles, any materials that can support the ministry here, we are really, we'll really appreciate that. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. It's Eric, it's been great working with you, and excited about what God's doing in Africa and how God uses this a part of our ministry to, you know, build and revitalize the global Christian church for sure. Appreciate your time. Glad the technology worked. You know, you are in just outside the slums of Nairobi, Kenya, and so sometimes there's not power or internet, or and so we've been pretty lucky today. Thanks be to God. And but it's been Eric. It's been awesome to have you, and really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I'm glad to have been part of this.
Again, thank you all for listening. We, again, encourage you to keep the conversation going. Voices in the Wilderness is brought to you by Preparing for Amazement Ministries, where we empower and equip churches and leaders to create lasting and transformational health. Visit amaze15.org to learn more. You can learn about our upcoming international trips. We also welcome, again, your podcast suggestions, ideas for topics and guests. Simply email us at podcast@amaze15.org.